Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit.
Welcome back. It's The Drive with Bob and Jeff on KFH. Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in for Bob today. Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. Dining with Denise has the music today, and I got to say she's killing it so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, she is.
This is Your Love, of course, by The Outfield. Fantastic song from the 80s, right? Late 80s, probably? 87-ish?
Sounds about right. Yeah. I wouldn't know exactly.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Neither would I, obviously.
But I know this tune. I know this tune. I like it.
It's a good song. Let's go to the Twin Peaks Scenic View hotline and talk to the co-owner of Barleycorns, Kenny Ballinger. Kenny, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing so good. So you booked the Jason Eadie show. I mean, let's just cut right to the chase. Was that a positive experience for you? What made you want to bring Jason in? And full disclosure, as I told you, and I'm sure most of our listeners know, I'm the biggest Jason Eadie fan in the Midwest. Go take it away, Kenny.
Well, I'd never heard of him until I booked a guy named Justin Wells, who came from a band called Fifth on the Floor. And I guess he was on tour with Jason Eadie. And when he played at the Elbow Room, which I also own, he recommended I get a hold of him and check out his music and stuff. And that's how it went.
What's your favorite Jason Eadie song right now, now that you've delved into it a little bit?
Only a Woman.
Always a Woman. Good enough. Okay.
Always a Woman. That's it. Yeah.
So, well, obviously, Jeff, we talk about it on this show all the time, and it kind of gets old. So I'm actually kind of glad he's coming. What's the plan? Like, how many people can you fit in there? What's the scoop with your place?
Well, the capacity at Barleycorn is 240. So my partner Justin Brown and I took over in April, and I think it was like two Saturdays ago or something. We had a show that almost hit capacity. So you know, that's kind of what we're hoping for.
Excellent. Kenny Ballinger, our guest from Barleycorns. What help do you need from me, Kenny, to promote this show at no charge? I'll do anything you want because I want people in Wichita to turn out for Jason Eadie. I want to welcome him to our town with open arms. What do you need me to do?
Just, you know, keep spreading the word. And this interview helps, and the more you mention it, the more coverage it gets, the better.
Excellent.
I think where he's going with this is, like, do you need him to do anything social media-wise? Do you want him to sit outside your place with a sign? Because
you want me to make a flyer? I mean,
he will do this.
I'm at your service, Kenny. You can name it, and I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to make a flyer, if you want to do a live remote,
sweet.
If you want to mention it on the air as many times as you can, anything.
Perfect. I'm all about that, Kenny. Kenny, I've got a question for you. Because I've been trying to do a podcast with Jason Eadie, and we've been like not really on the same page from a communication standpoint. He's kind of like, okay, we'll talk maybe, and I'm like, do you want to talk? I'm pretty like into it. I don't know if he is. Did you deal with him directly? How would you describe his communication style?
Actually, I didn't deal with him directly. I dealt with his agency.
Okay.
But it shouldn't be hard to, you know, put in a PR request so that you can get an interview. And I'm also sure, like I said, I haven't talked to him directly, but if he's friends with a guy like Justin Wells, then I'm sure he's a friendly guy.
Oh, he's friendly.
And he wouldn't turn down an interview if you were at the venue on the day of the show.
Oh, we'll be there.
Well, I'd like you to tell me a little bit about your place. Obviously, you said you just got it in April. What's the scoop? Do you, food, beverages? Do you have bands in all the time? Is it just a weekend thing? What's kind of your guys's? What do you say? What am I looking for?
Justin and I took over in April. It's been Barleycorn since 2000, which, you know, it's kind of been the original live music spot of downtown since 2000. And I got the call from Alex Thomas asking if we wanted to purchase it and jumped on it. And it's been pretty awesome ever since. We serve Elemental Pizza, which is from Vance out in I can't even remember the name of the town, but he won the first ever Wichita Pizza Fest, and he provides us pizza, so we sell that. And then we have shows every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for sure. We have an open mic for music the first and second Wednesday of every month. We have an open mic for comedy the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. And
dude, you need to get out there for that.
I should.
You have jokes for days. Anyway, sorry, Kenny. Continue, please.
And then we have, just live music events sporadically on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday whenever they pop up. But live music is definitely the focus.
And we're talking with Kenny Ballinger, co-owner of Barleycorns. What are some of the shows you've got coming up, in the next couple days or weeks?
July 19th, we have a guy named Rod Melancon, who's currently getting a bunch of coverage in Rolling Stone. He'll be playing with local Jason Callahan. We have Mac Sabbath, which is a tribute band to Black Sabbath / McDonald's, which is a pretty interesting concept.
That is interesting. We'll have to see that to believe it.
Yeah, you should look it up. Pretty interesting. Trying to think off the top of my head what else we got coming up. Oh, we got Dan Baird and Homemade Sin. He's the guy from Georgia Satellite.
Oh, I love it.
For writing the Change in My Pocket song.
Yeah, keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, Kenny.
Coming on.
Sweet. Well, that's perfect. We'll definitely send folks out to Barleycorns, and we'll pack the place on August 17th. Come hell or high water, we'll get 240 in your building, okay?
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Kenny Ballinger, co-owner of Barleycorns. Hey, man. Just that's what it is.
So
there it is.
You already got that on the calendar, I'm sure.
Of course.
Yeah. Is Shannon going?
Yes.
Good.
You're going. Bob's going. Debbie's going.
Yeah, as of right now, Bob and I are in.
My friend Zach's going. Andrew's going.
You might have 240 people already. Just
shouldn't we?
On your own.
If we don't get 240 out there, there are 240 people listening to the show right now, and to prove it, I'm going to give away tickets to Guns N' Roses. Because I know you're listening.
Well, there you go.
And if you're going to call to listen to get tickets for Guns N' Roses, you're going to go to Barleycorns. That's the verbal contract you're making with me right now. You call now, you go to Barleycorns on August 17th to see Jason Eady.
Well, and just to make sure everyone gets there, if there's 241, I will give my seat to that 241st person.
Guns N' Roses.
Yep, I'm going to do it.
Guns N' Roses, by the way, Invades Interest Bank Arena Monday, Rocktober the 7th. Win your tickets right now. Be caller number 4 at 869-1240, and you will win a pair of tickets to Guns N' Roses from your friends here on the Drive and Sports Radio KFH. On that note, August 17th, Jason Eady, Barleycorns, be there. We're going to take a break. On the other side of it, we'll talk to Paul Solentrop from Wichita State, Strategic Communications, GoShockers.com, and it'll be an enlightening conversation. Jason Duda, Jeff Lutz, this is The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.